always a special day when you have one of your kids go on to play a little college ball. They're Hastings College playing for your former coach, Oliver. It's pretty special over the last couple of years, wasn't he?
He was special for a long time, Rich. When you start talking about coming up through youth ball, we knew we had something special pretty early on with Oliver. And then getting in the high school ranks, he was a three-year starter since he was a sophomore and just continued to get better each and every year. And as he got, you know, farther along in his career, we utilized him a lot, not just on offense or defense, but he played a bunch of special teams as a senior. He's just one of a kind. He, you know, when you start talking about his play on the field, speaks for itself and the reason why he had so much interest from a ton of colleges. But most importantly, his character and leadership and work ethic is second to none. And so that's what we're really proud of him. And we're just excited for him. This is a proud day. You always like to believe that when these guys get through their careers, that they're, some of these guys are going to have a chance to go on and continue on. And that's makes us proud as a program. It makes us very excited for him and his family. He's going to a phenomenal school, no doubt about it. They were after him very early on in his career and pursued him pretty heavily. And as Oliver got older, he had naturally had other schools coming after him as well. But when you really got down to it, and the family and Oliver and all of us working together through his recruiting process, there was no doubt that Hastings was the place for him. And as I said in his ceremony, we really believe his best days are still ahead of him. He's going to a great school, and we're just excited for him.
Tough guy to block defensively. Teams, I'm sure, had nightmares over trying to get this guy, keep this guy out of the backfield.
Can't tell you how many meetings at midfield, you know, the head coaches meet at midfield before the games that his name was brought up a lot. And it was pretty obvious in a lot of games through the course of his career that it was evident that teams just didn't even mess with going his way. It just, he was a pain in a good sense. I mean that in all the right ways for the opposing team. And, you know, it's one of those things I said, like I said in the ceremony, Oliver's going to be hard to replace. But it's one of those things that his work ethic and character and leadership set a legacy for the program and players that are coming up through the program. And that's always probably the most important thing that you can leave behind, other than the tackles and the yards and the wins and those things. He left an impactful legacy moving ahead.
Any other guys think? I know it's signing day, kind of tossing things, maybe not quite ready yet, but maybe thinking about it.
Absolutely. You know, one for sure is Miles Pullman is still going through the recruiting process, and we'll see how that all transpires, but he's definitely one right now. We had a lot of guys this year that had a ton of interest from a lot of schools, and like I said, that makes us proud as a program. We're happy for those players. We're excited for those players. We still have some recruiting time left here, and so we'll see what transpires here down the stretch. But, you know, Oliver was somebody that really had his mind set and knew what he wanted to do. And so we were looking forward to today to celebrate that on his signing with Hastings College.
Coach, you and I are going to be talking here pretty soon. Schedule release is coming up right around the corner, isn't it?
A week from today, it's coming out. We're chomping at the bit to see what our next two-year cycle is going to be like in Class B. Really looking forward to that. We know the district assignment, so those games are set. We'll just have to figure out what weeks those are. But now it really comes down to the non-district and seeing what teams are going to be slated on our schedule. And so that comes out early morning next Wednesday. We're in full preparation for who that could be. As I said before, we know the district opponents, but now we'll see what the non-district has to hold. Always when schedules come out every 2 years, that's an exciting time. So we'll be counting down the minutes coming to next Wednesday, and we'll be excited to talk, Rich, about how it all comes out.